This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The union representing thousands of King Soopers employees says it has reached a tentative 3-year deal with the company to end its strike. Details about what's in the proposed contract have not been made public. Members will vote Monday on whether to ratify the agreement. The strike began 10 days ago and has affected 78 King Soopers locations along the Front Range. Union President Kim Cordova says picket lines will come down immediately and employees can start returning to work today. A sweeping plan to allow more public workers to join unions has run into a problem, Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democratic legislative leaders have put union organizing rights near the top of their agenda. A state house proposal would allow public employees in all Colorado cities, counties, and public schools to join unions and collectively bargain. That's only allowed in a handful of communities right now. But this week, Governor Jared Polis said he's made clear he won't support such a broad expansion of organizing rights, and he called for a much narrower bill instead. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg said he's open to that.
I think we are still working through what a narrower bill could be and what would be a victory for public sector workers.
The bill has not yet been formally introduced. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Two teens were shot in Aurora yesterday. The 16 and 17-year-olds were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Aurora Police Department. The incident wasn't far from where three shootings happened in less than 2 weeks in November. The rash of violence last year left 13 teenagers injured and sparked peace rallies, increased school security, and community meetings. Now the governor and community groups want to increase funding for gang violence prevention. This is CPR and KRCC.